Hello and welcome to Game Week 9 of the Gaffer Tapes Comedy Fantasy Football Podcast. I struggle to do that without doing the theme music in my head.
Yeah.
Which, what is it again? That's Batman. No, that's Batman. It's not.
No,
we should confirm. None of us are Batman.
Well, or are we?
Yeah, we could sit here and talk about Gotham on Channel 5. We won't because we've got things to talk about. Yeah. But it is Game Week 9. We've just finished Game Week 8. Here with Tom.
Hello.
Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig. So there it is. I nearly forgot to introduce us. Game Week 8 over. We said it would be a big scoring week. We said there might be some people hitting 70s, 80s, 90s. We were right. Almost entirely right. Tom, big scoring week for you, mate?
It was the worst week I've ever had. Not even in fantasy football. I'm still angry. I'm furious.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't really want to talk about it.
I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah. That is a problem when you're doing the fantasy football. It was one of them where I actually wanted to throw my toys out of the pram.
Yeah. What did you think last week about if someone had said whether you should buy Aguero or not? Would you have advised them?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was my thing, wasn't it? I said that. I said, yeah, so what I'll probably do is get rid of Naismith and buy Aguero. But what I actually did was get rid of Naismith and buy Falcao, who did fuck all.
Yeah,
and I made Falcao my captain, which means that I'm sure I would have then made Aguero my captain if I'd have bought him, which means that... I mean, how many points did Aguero get just on his own?
He got 19 points.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my entire week was, what, 30 points, I think?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, I don't know if the 4-point deduction, because I made the second sub, I don't know when that comes off.
Yeah.
But potentially it could be 26 points, so, I mean, that's dreadful.
On the plus side, Falcao was your captain, so you did get double fuck all.
Yeah, double fuck all, which is fantastic.
We had a few people tweeting us saying, this is Falcao's week, Rooney's out, this is it.
Yeah, I think I fell into that, because I saw a lot of those tweets, and I thought, and it was a point of Aguero, Falcao, I'll go Falcao. And also, that's not the only time I fucked up, right? I took out... Now, do you not remember me saying about Coleman? I had Coleman who hadn't played, and I had Coleman for, I think, without exaggerating, I think probably about 6 weeks, and he didn't play. Or certainly, for, I don't know, 5 weeks he didn't play. And then not only did I take him out and he played, he scored.
Yeah,
him,
he did.
Because we were saying last week, and I was saying before about having the big money defenders.
Yeah.
And in this week, Jagielka, Coleman, and him all scored, all got like over 15 points, I think.
Yeah.
Just mental.
Yeah.
For three of the same defenders from the same team.
For one of the Sunderland lads.
Yeah.
I forget who.
They had a good week. It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, I know. He did, but I mean, he didn't get as many points as. Yeah. And that was me. That would.
You stood by Seamus for weeks and then you took him out. He should take you out for dinner, mate.
Yeah, I'll bloody take him out.
Yeah.
Shoot him
in
that.
Yeah, I was about to say, miming a gun doesn't work on podcasting.
No, it only works for you two.
It sounds like you just blew on him.
Yeah.
To anyone there. But yeah, I mean, the Aguero was the decision of the week, really.
Yeah,
Man City,
definitely.
Obviously. There was a few people, again, on Twitter sort of saying, like, oh, should I put in, I don't know if City are going to perform because they're playing Spurs. Spurs, for me, look awful.
Yeah, they did. Like, they look terrible.
I thought that was going to be an absolute dicking from the off for City.
To be fair, maybe I was a bit in that. Maybe that's what it was that was the reason that I didn't pick Aguero. Maybe that's what it was that I thought, well, I don't know if they're going to... Because I thought Falcao against West Brom,
yeah.
Potentially more points than Aguero against Tottenham. But then I think maybe I just... built Tottenham up a little bit.
Exactly, it's a good point, really. Do you take out your star players when just because they're playing against a good team? Because the best players score against those teams anyway.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really matter. The likes of, you know, Drogba in the past or Lampard, they scored against the big teams as much as they scored against the small teams.
Yeah.
So should you really think, oh, I'll take them out because they're playing a top six side or stand by them? You know, Costa certainly he's done it in the sort of games he's played so far.
Yeah.
So. But luckily, I followed that advice.
Yeah, you did, didn't
and
you?
And I used my wild card. I wild carded. Yeah, and and brought in Aguero, made him my vice. Kept with Costa.
Yeah.
So I kept Costa as captain. What did anyone else? Did anyone else fall for the Costa hamstring
debacle? I kept Costa in.
Yeah.
I kept him in, but I didn't give him the armband.
Mm.
No.
To teach his hamstring a lesson.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought, well, he might play. He might play. I don't know. And I thought, well, rather than sell him and then I'll only have to buy him back, I thought, with the potential that he might play, I'll keep him in, but I won't. Keep him as captain, but so you kept him as captain, Aguero vice captain.
Yeah.
Okay, and then obviously, so, oh, that's right because you were saying that you were you were worried that Costa would play.
I was praying. I was looking at the lineup, refreshing every minute to see the lineup, because I was worried that Costa would get the nod and then come off the bench for like 5 minutes just to give his hamstring a bit of a warm-up.
If he'd have just done the last 5 minutes, then you
my week
would cost
him 19 points. Yeah.
So I got... not only that, but I made sure my subs were in order. And one of my wild card transfers this week was bringing in Eriksen at Spurs. Put him as my first sub. He got himself 9 points, scored the goal against City, obviously. So that Costa not playing overall got me 46 points.
Bloody hell.
I think. Shit. And I only scored 33 last week.
So how many points did you get this week?
I got 86, I believe.
Wow.
86 points. So I had a pretty good week. Yeah,
that is good. Yeah. Mm. Ash, how did you do this week then?
Yeah, not bad. I got 79.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, because I had Pella and Tadic.
Nice.
And then Sterling, I had as my captain, and he got a few.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he was well good. He was obviously going
to
play.
Every change I made, I got pretty lucky. To be honest, I tweeted, and Tom, you kind of replied saying, this is big news. I took Azure.
Yeah,
the artist
did,
formerly known as Aloha. I took him out, and I just figure maybe, you know, that was the time to have him, the zeitgeist of it. And I brought in Papacise. So he was picked by under 2% of people. I said Newcastle surely are going to start. We said it last week, surely going to start to get the odd result. He only got an assist. He missed an open goal, which I was gutted about.
Yeah.
But so I kind of got lucky. The only change that I should have made but didn't is the Tadic one that Ash called. And it seems as good a time as any to talk about it, but Southampton-Sunderland was the most unbelievable game, I think. Even on highlights, it was like one of those you'd happily watch Match of the Day for.
Yeah.
Fitting 8 goals into about 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, 8-0. Massive.
They just
massive. Octagoal. So,
I mean, that was trending worldwide.
Yeah, it should have been.
Octagoal. But, I mean, Ash, you've been sort of bigging up Pella from before he started scoring these goals. Tadic, who has apparently now got more assists this season than Lallana got the entire of last season for Southampton already. Octo goal in October. It's Octo. But that was some game. And I guess it makes me think, and we should say West Ham as well, but Southampton, West Ham are there at the moment. Do you plough those players in, or are they going to fade? Do they realistically have staying power to stay up there?
I think, well, probably not till the end of the season, no. But they're still going to have good games. It's the same as, like, there are some of the teams that aren't popular, like, say, West Ham, Swansea, Southampton, are still good, and they'll still get results.
Yeah.
So it's just like, as long as they don't have a complete meltdown, they're good. It's like the form, isn't it? Say Everton are probably going to start turning things around.
Yeah, good. Everton will go. I think with Southampton, Swansea, I think they're going to go down a little bit, but I don't think there'll be any lower than mid-table.
I can't see Southampton losing at home.
No, and they're still going to be banging in points. It's funny though, I was thinking that about Southampton, how everyone was making the jokes about them selling all the players and all this, and how they're going to be so crap, and they're going to be in trouble and all this. I thought,
well, Koeman spent a lot of money. He invested a lot of the money that came in.
Yeah.
So he bought Fraser Forster at Temo, who's looked brilliant.
Yeah.
Tadic, Pella. They're expensive players. They're not cheap players.
No.
So he did reinvest it, which keeps fans on board. And all of a sudden, I don't think they're even bothered, are they, fans?
No.
Lambert for Pella is an unbelievable swap.
Yeah.
You know, you get a guy who's now a few years younger, but still experienced, an Italy international now, and banging in goals. He knew him from Holland. He's obviously found the transition quite easy.
And how can Lambert not get a game for Liverpool?
Yeah,
that is mental.
When they had just Balotelli up front the other day, and he couldn't score for
He can't play up there on his own. They're missing Sturridge so unbelievably.
Yeah, so
they really are. It's like Sturridge is the new Suarez for the fact of... Although maybe not even because when they didn't have Suarez, obviously last season... Sturridge stepped up. They don't really have anyone that's going to step up when Sturridge isn't there. You'd think Balotelli would.
Yeah,
but
he's got the calibre.
He hasn't, has he?
Yeah,
he does.
I don't really understand
working for him.
Why they play... Because they've lost Suarez, so now they're not playing with Sturridge injured as well. Now they're not playing two up front.
No.
But that was the whole sort of system, wasn't it? The diamond.
Yeah.
And now they're playing one up front with someone sort of behind
you. Yeah, Lallana, Sterling, Gerrard just behind sometimes.
Yeah, and it's gone back to that. But that's the horrible formation that everyone plays. It's really counter-attack. It's not their style of football. It doesn't work.
No.
You see them playing loads of sort of weird long balls, like not like punting it like West Ham do sometimes.
Yeah.
But they're still getting it, like the holding midfielder... Gerrard, and he's like trying to make a 50-yard
pass.
To
Balotelli.
But if there's no one with him,
it
doesn't work. It's all right when you've got Suarez stood next to you, because he's just going to, like, you can do something, but on your own.
Yeah.
Like, so the only thing that's good for them now is if Sterling gets the ball and just runs the whole length of the pitch.
He's unbelievable. He really is. But the plus side is, the more Balotelli struggles, the more likely we are to see him do something completely ridiculous off the field, going into Nando's and paying for everyone's dinner or something, which is, that's, you know, the kind of shit he used to do at City. So I'm all for that.
But I don't know. I think that's more when he's like, when he's happy and scoring, he's going to go and do something fucking nuts. Yeah. I think at the minute, we're more likely to see him have a proper breakdown and start crying.
Maybe crashing his car someone. Through Melwood or something.
Yeah. But
did you say murder someone?
Yeah, it might happen.
I think if Balotelli didn't score and started crying on the pitch, yeah, it'd be the most depressing thing of all time.
Yeah,
it'd be like Father Christmas crying.
Yeah,
because he basically is.
He was clearly so frustrated in that QPR game and wanted to get. Like, I'm amazed they didn't take him off for Lambert. Yeah. Amazed, especially as Lambert. You know, even Lambert would have outpaced those. Richard Dunn.
Lambert scores. I mean, he scores in the Premier League. That's something Balotelli hasn't done.
No, not yet at all.
You know, so yeah, I definitely would have stuck
it. Well, Liverpool fans keep saying, "Oh, yeah, but we stand by our players." Like, you've got no other options, really. Yeah, like, yeah. You have to stand by them.
But then it's like you stand by our players, except for the ones who are on the bench who are dead to you,
like, Fabio Barini.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we totally stand by you, 100%,
except for that.
Yeah, unless you're that guy, in which case you can fuck off.
I mean, to be fair though, for all the criticism they're getting Liverpool, they're still the top placed out of the third and fourth place contenders, like traditional ones, in terms of United, Arsenal. They're still ahead of Arsenal and United, despite such a spluttering start to the season. I mean, they're all struggling, because we said, of that coupon, that I said, these teams should all win.
That's right.
But one of them we don't like, and it'll probably be Arsenal, and it was. The other four came in.
I mean, you know, thank God for Welbeck.
That is not a sentence you ever thought you would say.
That's not something that I thought I'd say, no. That was not good. But we outplayed them. We had all the ball. We played a lot better. Yeah. You know.
That's the Arsenal fans' mantra.
Oh yeah,
it's true.
We outplayed them though, guys. So
we did. I mean, I know
we took the moral victory.
You know, no, not at all. You know, but it's not good enough that we didn't beat them. You know, you've got to beat West Brom.
You do have to beat West Brom as well.
Yeah, at home, sorry. So I was still thinking about the West Brom game. We've got to beat Hull at home.
Did that add to why you were so furious this weekend?
To be fair, I think I was more angry about the fantasy football than I was
That's bad though, because you've come to expect Arsenal to probably drop points.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I was relieved to get the point.
Oh, was it doubly good originally? As well, because their only good player was Sanchez.
Yeah, he played really well for
him. He's
gold.
He's so good.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, is he going to come back in?
I don't know.
It's like, I'd forgotten about him.
He winds me up.
Football-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's going to be one of those players that gets 1 point 1 week and then 15 the next.
It's amazing how people come up and then week after week score so many points and then just disappear. Like Ramsey is just gone. He's dead. But now he's back alive again.
We need to stop saying people are dead. Like, there's only a matter of time for one of these people dies.
And then, no one's dead. He's injured. He's not dead. And, yeah, I mean, he's gone. When he comes back, it might take him a while to get back up. It's just consistency. And we have so many problems with injuries.
I should say, actually, we got a tweet from Eric Bjorklund, Viking Power. So, I don't know if it's him, but he probably is into Viking Power.
Viking
Power! No, that'd be a hell of a coincidence. But anyway, he tweeted us an article linking to James Milner, a bit of an enigma Premier League-wise, and asked, what about Milner? And I think he meant fantasy football. We didn't clarify, but I don't know if he's just asking us what we thought of James Milner.
He might have been asking about the Twitter account, which is everyone's favourite.
Boring James Milner. Yeah, it's an amazing Twitter account. I need to start looking at that again. I haven't in a while. But Milner's, he started 6 games on the bounce, and he scored today in the Champions League abysmal abomination where they threw away a 2-goal lead. but is it like you were saying about his value. You had a look at what his value has declined over the years, haven't you, Ash?
Yeah, so 3-4 seasons ago, he was like up nearly 9 million at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And he's now 5.3.
Yeah.
So, incredible. But the thing is, I don't know about it. I don't know whether he's a good buy. I mean, the only thing going for him is he's really cheap. 5.3 million for a City midfielder is good.
Yeah, and he's playing.
He's playing for now.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's whether they play, because, you know, like you said before, Craig, it's very difficult to have any City players in because they rotate the squad so much, you never know who's going to play.
Yeah.
But were you saying that Milner's played what started the last six games?
I think, yeah. It's the first time he started 6 games or 5 games since the 2010 or 2011 season.
But then, now you must think, is it going to continue? Is it worth putting him in there?
Yeah.
If he's now going to start? Yeah. Although he did score.
He scored today in the Champions League. But he used to be, like, in Football Manager, Champ Man terms, and AMRLC probably, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He became more and more of a a guy to bring on to hold a lead in a defensive role, almost as deep as right back. But he is, I mean, a lot of people slag him off, but I think he's a very good player. But at 5.3, I don't know.
The thing is, I think he is a good player, and I think he's really underrated. Because, I mean, you don't really get into that City midfield if you're not a bit good.
No, yeah.
Like, but the thing is, so he's cheap, but he's only the same price as Downing.
Yeah.
Who plays now playing behind the strikers at West Ham. So he's going to get some points.
Yeah.
And he's got no competition, really.
Yeah.
Whereas Downing's going to play further behind. And he's never going to get there. He's never going to be first choice ahead of Silver, is he?
No, exactly.
So
You get those midfielders at big clubs who play every week. But Matic, he's only 5.5 million or something. But where do the points come from?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If they're... You're better off going for someone that's less points that's going to score.
At a weaker, so inverted commas, team, even though West Ham are third or fourth.
I know, there's no way West Ham are a weaker team than Man City.
No.
What idiot would claim that?
We will find out. We will find out.
The course of the season, it'll tell.
We'll find out this weekend.
Yeah, we will. Disaster.
That's the big game. Will.
But there's 5 points separating fourth place and 17th place in the league, currently in the Premier League. So, I mean, it's so...
In the Premier League?
Yeah, so our league... Good question, Tom.
Yeah. That's where I was going.
More important.
Our league, there's 40 points separating first and 10th, first and 11th, the top 10, which isn't much. 40.
No, I suppose not. No.
I can see your face. If you're asking, is it too late for you, then yes. Yes, it probably is, Tom.
No,
where are you in the league, mate?
111th or something.
Symmetrical, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going for.
Symmetry.
Roman numerals.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, 111th. I was at 90th. I went up to 80th because I had a really good week last game week.
Yeah.
And then back down to 111th. And I mean, how many... I'm hoping that we've now had like a massive influx of an extra 200 people.
Oh, loads. Right? I think there's about 180, 170.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, so I'm really down the bottom.
But if you want to know who is in the kind of the top places...
I don't give a shit, mate.
All they're going to hear is the door closed now, and that's it. Yeah. Tom's fucked off.
No, go for it.
Top three, you've got 112 years and counting in first place, the team name, so Hearts reference. He's had a 96-point week.
Wow.
Shamat my pitch up, Mark Saunders of the Saunders dynasty in second. Ooh. And Phil Taylor, who's not Phil Taylor, but is Phil Taylor, managing Phil Taylor, but he's not called Phil Taylor, in third. Harry Strouts, the lesser Saunders brother, he's there. Medina FC and Liftonville, they complete the top six. So that's all pretty tight-knit up there.
That's pretty, yeah.
And I thought I'd give a shout-out to Alberto Gil in 139th place below you, Tom.
Okay.
And he managed to get 8 points this week.
How is that possible?
Well, I looked at his team, and he might be slightly inactive because he still has Daniel Sturridge. But the frightening thing is that every other player in his starting lineup still played, and he still only managed to get 8 points. He did have Aspilicueta.
Oh, yes.
I brought in. That was my only mistake this week, bringing in the applicator.
Was he must have been minus, was he?
Minus two. I don't know if he had Virginie.
No. He's not got a bad team. It's just like one of those weeks.
Well, it's like my team. On paper, my team's amazing still.
Yeah.
It's still a relevantly good team.
Relevantly or relatively?
No, I meant to say, but it's still, they're all relevant. It's not like
they're topical.
I've still got... Yeah. Well, no, that's not what I mean. But they're all still good and they're all still playing well. It's not like I've got Sturridge up front or I've got Arteta, you know, or someone like that that I think may.
Yeah, they're
play.
All active.
Or
they're all playing.
They're not just play. They're all playing well. That's not true. That's not true. They're not
well enough.
No, they're not playing well.
Before we end this part, actually, before we end this section, we got a tweet in quite late on today from a fantasy football expert. An FPL bot Twitter account, and he did ask a question. It's a good question. He asked who was the most important guy to have in your team right now, Aguero, Costa or Pella? Who is it vital to own out of those three? And it is a great question. And it was a good tweet. I worry he knows a lot more than we do about fantasy football, judging
nonsense.
By his account.
Does anyone know more than us?
Possible.
I don't know.
We've got Tom.
Yeah.
Tom says no 111 times, good sir.
Exactly.
And it is a good question. So who is it more important? Going into game week 9, who is it more important to have? Costa, Aguero or Pella? We've got about a minute. Discuss it.
Okay, I say Costa.
Yeah?
I think you have to have him regardless.
Even though Aguero's just banged in 4 goals and 1 in the
Aguero
Champions League.
Aguero could, but then hasn't been injured at any point this season. He could have done it at any point. Aguero's hit and miss. Costa, if he's playing, is... the opposite of hit and miss. Consistent.
The opposite of hit and miss.
I think I've nailed that.
Let's get the pipe out, sir.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Ash, out of those three?
Well, I'd go for Pella, because I always have to go for whoever's not good.
Yeah.
I prefer going for the cheap players and have a load of... I prefer a nice average team and risk it every week that you're going to somehow pick a Tadic that's going to get you 24 points or whatever.
Yeah, the gambling man's mantra.
Yeah, yeah. I just think spending... I can never get 14 million to spend on one player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say Aguero just to be difficult. Only because I think Aguero, you know, he's had that kind of fitness sort of patchy. Is he can he play... I said patchy, not Apache. He's not on Apache.
He's not.
But if he can play 90 minutes, he started again today, which I was slightly surprised by Champions League. If he starts games and plays 90 minutes, I don't think there's a better striker in the entire league than Sergio Aguero. If you can afford to have him, have him.
I was going to ask you, I mean, if Costa is sort of, if he's all right to play and he's playing at the weekend, are you going to take Aguero out?
No, I'm going to keep them both, and I'll stick Aguero as captain as well.
Oh yeah, I've got both of them with
Papa Cisse as my third choice. But you know, if Costa, Chelsea have got Man United, which is not the Man United of old. You shouldn't worry about that. Right. He will score goals against them if he plays. But if Costa injury means he only plays 50, 60 minutes, then I've had 2 weeks where I've had a £10.5-11 million striker in my team who scored no points.
Yeah.
So you're wasting valuable space there when you've got Pella at 7.9 million scoring goals, Berahino at 6 million scoring goals. Mm. Like these players who are scoring goals and you could have in there. So I would even consider shipping Costa out this week. If it looks like it's becoming doubtful again... I've got the luxury of having Aguero, so I don't need to free up. If you get rid of Costa, you still need to free up another 2 million just to get Aguero in your side.
I've got a shitload of money, and I...
Well, there's your fucking problem. Why? Why? What are you doing with it? Like a Christmas party? Spend the money. It's not real.
It's total Arsenal tactics, isn't it?
I've only got a couple of mil. That's lots in fantasy football.
He's totally Wenger'd. Oh, no, I've got this money, but we don't want to spend it. Yeah. No.
But he's boasting about his wage structure in the fantasy football league.
Oh, it's much better to have eight.
I've got a new stadium.
Yeah. He doesn't sign players over 30. Yeah. He's got 2 million in the bank. He's all right. Well, listen, we're going to talk more about game week 9 and the fixtures coming up in part 3. Obviously, part 2, we've still got the Gaffer Gambler. We got some tweets from you guys, and we're going to dissect someone's team. And, of course, YouTube pundit. Tom and Ash. Tom tries desperately to get good. He's been studying, apparently.
Really bad. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get something there. But thanks for listening. That's the end of part one. We'll be back in just a second with part two. Hello, welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes comedy fantasy football podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We covered a lot of game week 8, talked about where Tom went horribly wrong.
Let's gloss over that and move on to the future.
We talked smugly about Ash and how fantastically he tips Southampton players. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for me to be a little bit smug.
For a change,
yeah. So about my betting tips. But before that, we're going to go through some of the tweets we've been getting through during the week since the last podcast. In a little section I like to call Tweets for My Tweet.
Wow, I'm a nice way to that. Yeah. Where's that come from?
Well, CJ Lewis. That's where it came from.
Did you think of that on your own?
Well, I mean, 90s reggae has a lot to credit to take for that.
Yeah. Can we have a theme tune? Come on.
Well, I mean, other than the obvious...
Tweets
for My Tweet.
And you even tweeted it like a bird.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But yeah, we've been having lots of tweets. A lot of them just quick snapshots during game day, which is great. And if you do want to do that, tweet us during the games at the Gaffer Tape. It's quite nice to see if you're doing well or doing shit. For instance, Jay Withers has tweeted us quite a lot. He said, should have put Aguero as captain, which I think a lot of people kind of thought. Nicky Metcalf tweeting us saying, I laugh in the face of Mourinho's mind games before then realising Costa didn't play.
He definitely didn't play this time.
At all. We've had a few retweets and tweets from Project Pippo, which is a really good football blog. They do some quite funny stuff and far more insightful than us, but nowhere near as entertaining.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Entertainment is key.
We had Alan Whitby-Lear and Wayno Rams. Remember Wayne? We went through his team, the Derby fan.
Wayno.
Fountains of Wayne. They got into a bit of a mind game Mourinho tweet-off that escalated very quickly.
What, with each other?
Yeah, they were tweeting about the mind games and is it real, isn't it? And then a hashtag Kaiser Soze came up. Before you knew it, they had decided that Jose Mourinho might be Kevin Spacey.
Okay. It got a bit... Well, I've certainly never seen him in the same place at the same time.
This is exactly what they said, but that's what they were tweeting, so it got slightly out of hand. Jack Saunders, the Welsh-hating fancy football pro.
And he's the lower down of the two Saunders now, isn't he?
Is he? Yes.
He was actually top of the league.
Stick the knife in. No time wasted there. Jesus Christ.
Well, he tweeted us from Florida, on holiday in Florida.
Is that where he lives? Oh, he's on holiday.
Yeah, I don't think he lives there. No.
Is that why he's living? Oh, he's just.
I was going to talk my American accent again.
Tom's so accustomed to international listeners.
Well, he's from Florida. Oh,
I presume he's
boring.
From Florida.
I'm looking for someone from Papua New Guinea.
He tweeted us regarding Ash, your tweet actually about is it a good time to get Benteke in because he's making a comeback. 0.2% picked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He suggested wait until next week. They've got an easier game against QPR and then get him in. So he's on the Benteke bandwagon that you started. We had Nick Guys texting us saying that, wait for it, Blanco Telly has to go.
Got
him out in game week 8. And when he saw that horrendous miss by Balotelli,
yeah, that was bad.
He probably felt pretty good about that. We had a tweet from Waters TBW who tweeted us, Viking power!
I did see that one, that was great.
And then on further inspection, we found out that he is based in Sydney and says that he listens to us on his commute to work on a Wednesday or Thursday, and it's his favourite day's commute, which begs to ask, how miserable must his other 4 days going into work
That's
be?
That's nice, isn't it?
That is very nice. He's out in Sydney following the Premier League.
Is there any chance that's a fake account and that's your mum?
No. My mum in Sydney.
I meant under a pseudonym. I am Mr. Random Person. Well done, Craig.
That would suggest she knows how to use Twitter in any way whatsoever, I don't think so. But yeah, if there's an Australian fantasy football, let us bloody know. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Go Perth Glory.
Does Robbie Fowler still play out
there? No. That was a while ago.
That wasn't that long ago.
It was about 3-4 years ago then. Yeah, Heskey played there last year, I think.
Yeah.
Hesk was still out there. And then we got Ian Stimson, our man Stimmers.
Stimmers, S-Bag.
Yeah, he tweeted us saying S-Bag is 1 point behind Craig. He's wildcarding going down and then half apologised for referring to himself in the third person. As S-Bag.
S-Bag now. I like that.
I presume he always, S-Bag. That's the only way refers to himself.
He's changed his name by default to S-Bag.
Yeah, I look forward to his forthcoming hip-hop album. So there it is.
S-Bag, Street Balls.
Stick it in the S-Bag.
Well, you've now pulled 8 points ahead of him.
I'm 8 points ahead of the S-Bag.
Oh, yeah. Wow, well, that's close.
Not that I want to get aggressive with listeners, but fuck you, S-Bag.
Fuck
you, Stimson. So he hasn't wildcarded though, so he has got that on me. And then we had a tweet from the third man 05 who said, standard scoring, would you trade Eddie Lacy and Keenan Allen for AJ Green and Rashad Jennings? So we've said it once, we've said it 1,000 times. Yeah. We're not an NFL podcast. And I tweeted back again sort of saying...
did you ever stab at it?
I did, yeah. I said I'd go for Green and Jennings, but then we are a soccer podcast. From now on though, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to...
Make it sound believable. Go, well, on previous when you look form, you've got to look at Green, haven't you? You'd be a bloody fool not to.
Yeah, Green and Jennings, that's the dream team right there. Lacey and Allen can...
Oh, what a pair of losers.
They're douchebags.
Boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Boring.
In fact, sorry, if you want to tweet us and ask for NFL tips... Yeah. And do that at the Gaffer Tate. Yeah. But no, we do like hearing about your team, sending us screenshots of your teams.
And do it before the window closes as well, if you've got some balls.
Yeah.
Just because I want to get some tips. Just because I'm doing so badly.
Just because you want to get some tips. It's lucky you don't co-host a fantasy football podcast that gives other people tips on that.
How is it possible that you can be 111th?
If you look at my team, it's a good team. Honestly, it's a good team.
But I mean,
you're sat with two people who are in the top 20. Just copy us.
Nah, it's boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you cheaters never prosper.
If you want to help out Tom, but yeah, if you tweet us before the transfer deadline, it's always quite good to see what other people do on the 11:30 Saturday morning or even midweek during the games. Anything, then tweet us. A couple of tweets during Monday night football, which was nice because obviously Falcao died on his arse. Yeah. And I love you. Always forget it, don't you, when they're on there the Monday night games? So Yeah, because Wayne O'Rams.
I didn't, because I was waiting. I was hoping that Falcao made up for it.
And then you saw his greasy hair on the bench. And you're like, yeah,
it was bad.
Because Wayne O'Rams tweeted us saying that Falcao was going to boss it Monday night.
Yeah, and I completely agreed with him. That was what I was
you
thinking,
and Wayne O'Rams.
Rather what I was hoping. Yeah,
thick as thieves.
I still had Di Maria as well playing yesterday.
Well, he did
so
look different class, Di Maria. Still.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But he's not, and he has been, but he hasn't been getting the points.
No. But he is unbelievable.
He's good, but he just hasn't been getting the points. It's like Silva as well, I think.
I've been doing some research into the league, and just to build up Tom's confidence, you're at 111 points.
Yeah.
110 points is Lee Walsh with the Tammy's Milk. The Tummy's Milk?
The Tummy Milks.
And he's not playing. He's done nothing. He's never made a transfer.
Yeah,
right.
He set up his team. He's currently 2 points ahead of
me. I got sucked into you. You're actually going to be nice then. I fell for it. I thought you were going to be supportive to Tom.
Yeah. Well, that's depressing. So he's one of them people that made the team and then hasn't touched it.
Yeah. Although maybe to be fair, he could be changing it around every week.
Mm.
And he's just not made any transfers, but he's changed the team every week.
Yeah, he's got a decent bench and just changed it. Why
he probably kept Coleman
why
in.
Why would he do that? That's what he did. That's all he did. Just kept coming. That's all he
Maybe
did.
He's on here every week and he's following your advice. He's slowly just climbing up the league.
He just does everything that I say I'm going to do, but never actually do. Yeah.
But anyway, tweet us if you're listening.
Please do.
Tummy Milk.
Yeah,
that's a really strange pet name.
From the Tummy Milk.
but yeah, tweet us during the games, or when you hear the podcast, on your commute to Sydney, whatever you like. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll always try and get back to you. One of the three of us is always on there saying something bloody hilarious or retweeting something.
Well, not me anymore.
From funnier people.
I don't
else.
Like fantasy football anymore.
And we'll retweet when Tom's gigging, so that's always handy, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
So on to the, you ready for the Gaffer Gambler?
Oh, hello. It didn't start off as a jingle, but then I turned it into a jingle sort of halfway through.
Sort of. Everything's a jingle for Tom.
Yeah.
That's all right. But yeah, the Gaffer Gambler. Well, I had a good week in terms of tips. And the best thing is, I can't be one of those people who just says, I told you so, because I have to tweet it before I've actually done it.
Mm.
So I gave out a couple of potential tips, Premier League tip draws, which didn't actually come in. But I did say that normally I bet on non-Premier League stuff. So last week, I tipped a treble of Luton, Peterborough and Dundee United, all the big ones, at 5-1. That came in, so that was quite nice.
Was and that a pattern?
That was just a treble. Was just betting all three of them. Straight treble.
Yeah.
So that was five of your English pounds on that at 5-1.
Wow.
Yeah, big time.
You do the math.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 bucks plus your five.
Yeah.
So I reinvested that a few times. And that did all right, so it's done okay. And obviously, I try and tweet on a Friday night or Saturday morning. I'll tweet, but only if you start giving us your teams, you pussies.
Yeah, scared.
Frightened. Just scared.
Yeah,
just scared. But yeah, so we will tweet all of our tips and stuff like that. And there's obviously Tom and Ash. Now we do our anytime patent every week, where we do anytime scorer, and if all three of them come in, great. Seven different bets. And it's safe to say we are fucking miserable at it.
I can't even remember what they were from last.
But that's the problem. You went with Falcao, I think. You put your
money
in. Oh,
that's what it was then.
We had Sterling, Falcao, and Sigurdsson.
Ah.
None of them scored again for the fourth week running. Yeah. So I do tweet our anytime pattern, and you'd be an idiot to follow it because we never win.
Well, no, because one week we will win and we'll win big. I think there will be the ones that
It can never be that big on an anytime pattern.
I think the problem is when it comes to, because we're not used to betting, apart from Gamblers Anonymous over there, but when we do the fantasy football, we try and think of players that aren't necessarily doing well now, but are going to do well, and pick those. When it comes to betting, me and Tom, I think we get pretty scared, and we just basically whoever picked pick who just scored.
I think I got one right one week, didn't I? And that was about it.
I think we're super good at guessing who scored last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's my special ability.
Guessing who scored last week.
Yeah.
That's great. That is really good, yeah.
So what are we going to go for this week then?
Well,
heavy on Bella.
I have just... Well, form, yeah, but it's not stupid to bet against form. I'm going to go with who I think is a bargain on fantasy football. You mentioned last week. It's Berahino.
Yeah.
West Brom. Obviously got great finish against United. Surely going to get an England call-up in the next couple of years, you'd have thought.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, we said it on Twitter... He's if he keeps scoring like this, he's likely to be linked to your generic Liverpool, Spurs, Arsenal type signings.
Definitely.
But he's the top scoring Englishman in the Premier League at the moment, Berahino, and still about 6 million fancy football. And so I am going for Berahino at West Brom. He's my anytime
good
scorer.
Good shout. I'm going to go for Sanchez.
Yeah.
Because obviously he scored the goal last week. I think hopefully he's going to start hitting form, and we're playing Sunderland.
Who aren't high on confidence.
No, who just got drummed 8-0. Yeah. Octagoal! So, so I'm going to go for that and hope that he bags one.
Yeah.
The lad.
Yeah, good choice. I'm going to go for Benteke.
Right.
I'm supporting him. Yeah. He's done nothing to show that he's got any chance of scoring. No. But, well, he did have one disallowed that should have been a goal. And they've got QPR. So he's got a chance.
Who looked pretty miserable. He's your fantasy football tip as well. You think he's going to start coming good, don't you?
Yeah, I think basically just on the statistics. I haven't seen enough of him to... Normally I judge a player by how he plays. But he's only been picked by 0.2 people.
Yeah.
So I think just from a finance point of view, because he'll start scoring and people will pick him up straight away.
And if you can get those week or two before he does it.
Yeah, his value's going to fly up. Definitely will.
Well, that's our anytime pattern. So, I think
the odds on that would be pretty good, wouldn't they?
Depends. You mean bad or good? You mean odds in it happening? There'll be lower odds because there are a lot of strikers
in
there.
The gods.
The gods will shine
will
upon
look
us.
Down on us and say, I think that the odds will be pretty good that we will receive.
It's like a fortune cookie. Yeah. It's like
I'm
a really shit
thing this week.
Are you saying that the chances of us winning or that the money we'll receive back will be good?
Yeah, the money that we'll receive back.
I said the odds will be long.
Good.
Why is Tom Stein talking like Richard O'Brien?
long odds.
But if you've got your own anytime pattern or any bets that you're making, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and we'll follow that. And hopefully we'll make you a bit of money on our tips as well. I'm going to go into some other little odds. Obviously, I go on to Paddy Power and try and find some interesting or weird ones. The bet that I did this week, actually, a bit of a bookies for rookies one, I know you guys don't bet much, is draw no bet, which is becoming quite popular.
Yeah.
Draw no bet. Yeah, which as a sentence makes no sense.
No,
just three words put together.
Sort of etch a sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, but basically what it is if you're Arsenal playing Sunderland, for instance, you might want to, you know, if you bet on Sunderland, your odds will be quite long. You might get some good money back on that. But you can shorten those odds and take an insurance policy, bet on draw no bet, and if it's a draw, you get your money back and the bet's avoided. So you're not betting on two outcomes, but you're betting on Sunderland to win, for instance, and if it's a draw, you get your money back. So your odds get shortened a little bit, but it's a nice little insurance policy if you're worried that they might, you know, if Arsenal, for instance, would be, you know, playing there, they're away from home, you might put a bit of money on draw no bet. If it's a draw, you get your money back, which made me a bit of money this week.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
No, I mean you haven't, and you won't do it.
Surprises you, I'm sure.
But I'll do one of them and tweet it this week.
That's quite good, yeah.
Paddy Power transfer specials, what have we got? The sack race, we've been talking about it loads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the sack race has taken a dramatic turn this week. There's now three kind of candidates in that sack race. Can you guess who's the favourite for the sack now? Or for leaving their post?
Who is the favourite now?
Yeah.
Oh, Sunderland manager.
Yeah. It's got to be...
Poyet is the third name now in the race, but it's Redknapp now. After his...
Oh, but that was just bad luck.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm not sure it's the result. I think it might be the breakdown he had afterwards.
Yeah.
And he's gone to 8-13 now. So you need to put 13 quid on to win 8 quid.
To win 8.
Pardew is now at 11-2. So it's a huge switch. So that makes you think actually Redknapp might go. He might walk, like you say.
Yeah.
But you know, I think he was near on having a stroke after that game. And Poyet's now 13-2 because if they get one more battering like that, it's just
hopefully we'll dish him one.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. Yeah, we'll sort him out.
So you're hoping to lose that manager job before Christmas?
Yeah, I think it'd be shit about him. No, it'd be nice to get a little confidence boost for us because I think if we have a couple of bad results, that fourth place is looking less and less likely for us. This year.
Very angry, Tom. So angry.
I'm really angry. I'm in a thoroughly, thoroughly bad mood.
Get yourself some bloody Diet Iron Brew and chill out.
Yeah.
And then I had a look on the transfer bets. Obviously, the window closed a while ago and it's a while till January, but I wanted to see what the bookies are saying about transfers. And as we know, normally they're not wrong, bookies. They've got clear favourites for a reason. So I wonder if they know something we don't, because I looked at you can bet on what certain players' next club is. So some of them will like Suarez and Messi. They're pretty nonsensey. It's not because they're speculation. But you can bet on Ross Barkley, who his next club's going to be. Now, the second and third favourites are kind of quite long, 5-6-1 United and Chelsea. But he's 6-5 to become a Manchester City player as his next permanent club. Not in a certain window. It could be in 3-4 years' time.
Oh, okay.
But that's a big difference between first and second. So 6-5 for Man City and then 5-1 at Chelsea.
What, so you're saying that there's some kind of inside?
I don't know. I mean, that's that, but that's a big step.
I mean, to be fair, he looks like the kind, and you could imagine him at City.
I think it's because Jack Rodwell's in your head from the Everton to City switch, the midfielder, the prospect, and that worked out really well for him. So, I mean, Barkley seems like a cut above that, but...
It was his first game back, wasn't it? Because I had him. I started with him, and I had him until he got injured, and then I got rid of him. And I was actually thinking when I watched the game, I thought, maybe.
He's still remarkably cheap.
Back in.
And then another one similar to that, not quite as long odds, is who we were talking about earlier, James Milner. He's 4-1 to go to Arsenal next.
Really?
But he's 5-2 to go to Liverpool, and after that, the odds get really long. And I could imagine him at Liverpool.
I could see him at Liverpool, definitely.
I really could as well. He likes to pass the ball. Rodgers quite likes him. He works hard. I thought that was quite interesting. They know something we don't.
Definitely,
I won't be betting on him. It's just good to know.
I could definitely imagine both of those.
Yeah, we'll see it in January and then we'll look bloody clever. Not as clever as Paddy Power, but you know. And then one last, I thought I'd put together a little Premiership tip for the weekend. So I've just put a treble on. So it worked for me last week. Arsenal, Man City and Swansea all to win is at 4-1. So that's not bad odds for those three. Arsenal have obviously got Sunderland away. Man City have West Ham.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, on Saturday, isn't it? Yeah.
And then Swansea have... Leicester at home, who stars fade a little bit. So an Arsenal City Swansea treble gets you 4-1. Or if you're worried about Arsenal going up to Sunderland because they're... a bit erratic, and Sunderland have surely got something to prove. You could switch in West Brom for that, who've just obviously got a good result against United, and have Crystal Palace at home, and a City Swansea West Brom treble will get you £29 back on your £5.
That doesn't seem bad.
Which isn't bad at all. So, and obviously West Brom at home. So Arsenal, City, Swansea will get you £25 back, and City, Swansea and West Brom will get you £29. I think they're quite good tips. And I'll tweet them, obviously, in case you are, commuting to a major Australian city on a train and you haven't got time to write it down. Then I'll tweet them from at the Gaffer Tapes. But you two, I'm sure your money will stay firmly in your pocket.
Anyway. I might go. No, I don't know. I think you're slowly drawing me in. I'm pretty impressed with the tips, to be honest.
No, I'd have to go with you into a bookies. but we can do that when we watch the footy on a Saturday.
You and I will go into a bookmaker's.
Yeah, but don't like make it like, I'm bringing him in to make his first bet.
Well, you'd have to do it.
I'll just pretend I know what's going on. Just going, yeah.
You'd have to do the bookie initiation thing.
Yeah.
I'd just get you to go and do ridiculous things.
Yeah.
You've got to make everyone tea first, mate.
Because once I know, and I'll be betting on UFC and then I'll be rich.
Well, you should do that.
I know,
that's something you should do. Because you actually know, that's the sport you know about.
That's what you actually know about.
I didn't mean that.
No, it's true. To be honest,
but you know a lot about that, but we can't talk about that now. But anyway, that was a bit from the Gaffer Gambler. We'll tweet all that sort of stuff so you can either join us with those bets or tweet us your own bets at the Gaffer Tapes and just keep tweeting, like we say, during the football, and tweet us your teams. General messages, tweet, just bloody
just tweet.
Tweet to my tweet, just tweet at the Gaffer Tapes. But that is the end of part two. We will be back in a second with part three, where obviously Ash and Tom take each other on in boring pundit, more like YouTube fun shit. And obviously we go through some of the game week 9 stuff. So that's the end of part two, and we'll see you in just a second. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes, comedy fantasy football podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's part three. It's where we like to scour through someone's team and put them under the scalpel. I was about to say Holmes under the hammer. That doesn't make sense. Holmes under the hammer. So we go through someone's team. We gave Sabs some advice last week. Sabbers. Yeah. He tweeted back. He loved it. It was good advice again. Some insightful stuff from Ash. And we were there too. And this week... We've got, who have we got, Ash? Who's going under the scalpel?
Taylor Kern. Taylor Kern. Relative of one of the members of the podcast.
There you go. Well, we thought it was about time he needed some.
He needed a bit of help. He genuinely tweeted in asking for our assistance.
Did he? Yeah.
Well, yeah. His team.
He's sitting 99th in the league.
I was just going to say, where is he? So he's 99th, so he's 12 points ahead of me, so he's doing pretty well.
Yeah. Exactly. And top 100, that's your next benchmark, really, isn't it?
Shut up.
So take some of this advice on board. But no, when you look at his team, yours is better.
Yeah.
Really. So he's in 99th. He scored 36 points a week just gone, so not a good week.
No.
So he really does need help.
Right, so I'll go for his team, yeah?
Go for it. Let's go.
Keepers, Lloris, Krul. I think Lloris is all right.
Yeah.
Then at the back, Ivanovic, Shawcross, Klein, and Moreno.
But that's good players.
Bloody hell, yeah. He's got the same back three as me, starting back three.
Well, yeah. Ivanovic is, you know, he's expensive, but he can play.
Yeah. So we've
got. That's a good defence from Kern Gully.
Then,
I think that.
Yes!
Then across the middle, Noble,
yeah.
Di Maria,
yeah.
Sterling, the Power Viking,
yeah.
Dyer.
Yeah, Sigurdsson and Dyer.
And then up front.
It's nice midfield.
Yeah. Then up front, Falcao, Naismith and Zarate.
Yeah. And who's his other subs he's got there?
Oh, and so that just leaves Jan Mat.
Oh,
the other defender, yeah, I guess.
So, yeah,
on paper, it's quite a good team for the Kern's victim. He's got quite a... that's
it, Kern after reading. That's what he's got. So he needs some help. I would say defence seems pretty solid. Two strong goalkeepers that will get some points. Midfield and up front, do they not need attention?
Yeah, I think so. Although... Well, you've got Lloris, so you may as well put him in, but Krul, I had him for a while. But
he obviously didn't put Lloris in because of the City game.
Yeah.
So it was a wise move.
But at least you could put Lloris in normally.
Yes.
He'd be like, he's Tottenham a bit rubbish, but he is super good, isn't he? He's really good.
He's exceptional, yeah.
Yeah. And then, the rest of the defence does all right. I think Moreno you could get rid of, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know who you'd, I'm not sure who you'd swap him from off the top of my head. That cheap defenders.
I don't know. I mean, Moreno, how much is Moreno? Is he 5
like
million?
5.5.
Yeah,
like
I mean, Jagielka's 5.5 million. He could step
is
in.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that all? Yeah. Has he gone down? Is he? I thought
I brought him in.
Six.
I've already made my change, I'll be honest, because Aspilicueta's red card. I brought in Jagielka. He's 5.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's a good signing to bring in there, I think.
Yeah.
For me, looking at it, the midfield, he's got Sigurdsson and Dyer. I don't know if he needs two Swansea midfielders in there. Really, I've got Dyer again because he's 5.8 million. He plays every single game, and he's a good guy to have maybe on the bench.
Instead of Sigurdsson, then have you?
I have, but only because I needed someone a bit cheaper, and I brought in Eriksen as a more expensive midfielder who's sort of been playing well lately. But again, there's a lot out there that you could get, and I would say Noble, although he does take penalties, he's not a notoriously high scoring player, is he?
Yeah, I don't know. He's I think statistically. Last season, he was better than Gerrard.
Yeah.
But fantasy football-wise, he doesn't get as many points.
Well, he's a great player.
He doesn't get as many star player points as the other thing. You know, you get the bonus 3 points. There are a lot of players who are really good who never get the bonus points. Like, I think Milner would struggle in that aspect as well. But I think, I was looking at it, there's some players where he's got, like, say, Dyer and Noble are the same price as Snyderling and Downing.
Yeah.
But they play just a bit further up.
Yeah.
The pitch, so it's got to be, it's like a straight swat. It's pretty easy, isn't
especially it? If he's going to have a West Ham, obviously a West Ham fan, if you're going to have a West Ham midfielder, even though Noble is like a West Ham hero and he's brilliant, like I say, Downing at the same price.
Well, because Downing just plays a bit further up the pitch now, so yeah.
And assists are always likely if he's, you know, he can cross a ball when he plays well.
Yeah.
Downing. So yeah, I think they're the two. And then up front, he's still kind of, the Naismith moment has been and gone, has it not?
Yeah, I think that's passed.
I
think it has.
Yeah.
So I mean, as a front three, I don't know if I've seen many worse than Falcao, Naismith and Zarate.
No, that's true, yeah. It's more like the hope. Like, they're quite good. The three players you get because you think it's going to happen, but it never did.
Yeah, because it's quite cheap. I mean, he's got... He hasn't spent much on that front line, really.
No.
So for your marquee signing, without sounding particularly American, for it to be Falcao, that's not good. He's got some grafters in there as he tries to kern out some results.
Hey!
But yeah, he could probably do with a bigger...
I've got about seven of the same players as he has. And looking at his team, he now has Di Maria potentially injured, which is what I noticed today when I looked. Did he get a knock last night or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he?
He came off, didn't he?
Potentially potentially out? How ill did he look? Did he look
bad? I mean, he always looks quite ill.
Yeah, he does. The
thing. That's the problem.
There's something wrong with him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be out for long. I can't see it.
No, he doesn't look.
I think they're going to play him every chance they get as well, aren't they?
I always thought that about Yossi Benayoun. He always looked like he needed a week off.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always looked unwell.
The reason I'm asking you this is now I'm actually going to take full advantage of being in a room with you two, like for an hour or so a week, because I'm in the shit and it's really annoying me how badly I'm doing.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon? Di Maria get rid of
No, he's just genuinely asking. Yeah. Next week we'll do Tom's team.
Yeah,
Tom
yeah.
I think we should.
All right, we'll if you don't do any better, yeah, but then I need to think some puns on your name, and I've done all them over the years.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think we'll have an Adam. We'll just go back.
Yeah, we'll just do that because we haven't done that many for the Colonel.
No,
really.
I think every week we should rotate in the Armenian electrician that looks after the studio.
That's
he should be the celebrity. Yeah. He's just replace one of us each week.
Basically trying to replace Tom with the cleaner? Yeah.
No, I was trying to replace myself. He might be a better job.
But is it just superficial damage to the turn around every now and then? I feel a little bit tired. Or is it just...
I was going to go for your fucking turn back time. That's what I was going for.
Is it superficial damage? Can it be fixed quite quickly, his team?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it could. It's a good base.
No, not you, John Ash. Could it be? Shush now, the grown-ups are talking. Can it be fixed quite quickly? Or
I don't know whether he's... I'm going to look to see if he's used his wild card. Oh, I don't think he has.
Did you put an H in wild card there?
Wild card, yeah.
Wild card.
Has he used it?
I don't believe so, unless he was really moderate and did two.
In that case, chances. Noble, gone. Dyer, get rid of him. Zarate, goodbye.
Naismith, ta-ra!
Yeah, get them all out. Start
Naismith,
shipping
Falcao.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is a good base.
Get Berahino in.
Berahino, Tadic.
Get Tadic in.
Schneidling. Although probably not. If you're going to wild card, you'd be able to afford Tadic, but he's quite expensive.
I would replace Schneidlin if I could, because he's a great player, but he's not going to be all the point scorers, but as a cheap one. For instance, this week I've got a real tough decision in midfield because I'm leaving him out because I want to play Eriksen. They've got Newcastle at home and I think Spurs might actually win. So I'm going to keep Eriksen in there. But so it's not a complete dive. There's time for Taylor to get back towards a top 50.
Yeah, I think Nasser Chadli, he's picked up a knock. But I think he's pretty good.
He's been a goal threat for them, hasn't he?
Yeah, he looks really good, actually.
He always hovers around free kicks as well.
Yeah, he's all right. I think he's pretty underrated. I know, actually, Taylor hates him.
Oh, really?
You've got to put that aside in
fantasy football.
Exactly.
You've got to. Tom threw away his integrity on about week two when he got Fabregas in his side.
No, I don't care now. Anyone that can get me points.
That's it. Such a mercenary. Yeah. All of a sudden.
I'd be sticking Adebayor in if he got points.
Yeah. Would you? Have you got any Spurs players in your side yet?
No.
But yeah, so if you want us to go through your team, give it the once over, and offer what is actually becoming increasingly helpful advice as we go on, then tweet us a screenshot at the Gaffer Tapes before the next podcast, which will be in a week's time, roughly. We will put a call out there for you to tweet us, and we'll go through your team, see if we can give you some advice. And whilst Ash and I are still in the top 20, it actually sounds like it comes from a respectable point of view.
Why are you talking about that? You two are literally... Are you there's like a point difference between
one
you
point
two
difference.
In the
yeah.
league? This is interesting though. This is good to watch you
as
two,
a spectator.
You know, we said this the other week, but I think it's even more.
I reckon you could still buy the end.
You really can. All you need is the next Azure.
Yeah. I think it's really annoying actually that our difference play styles, because we're at the same point, but every time there's a big scorer, like a big striker, like you got
Aguero.
Yeah, like you called Aguero, Costa.
Mm.
Azure, Alua, and then, but I've not had any of those. I've not had any decent strikers, and they've brought them off every time.
Yeah.
But I've done it all with mid, like I had Sigurdsson and Tadic,
yeah.
and I've picked those on the game.
Yeah, Sigurdsson kept him 1 week, didn't you?
Yeah, and then got Pella.
Stop trying to win public opinion.
Yeah.
It's not an underdog story. It's not the Mighty Ducks.
I think if you finished on the same points, you'd have to look at who did it with more style.
Exactly.
No.
Plus, I think. No. I think at the start of the podcast, like, you were the big favourite.
Yeah.
You were
what are you on about? No. You're here as a resident expert. Yeah. That's your role here,
no,
as a resident expert.
The underdog. So
you're definitely not the underdog. You're definitely not the underdog.
Like, if I finish in the same 50, within 50 places of you, I'll have the moral victory.
Yeah. You're doing the low expectations thing. It's that manager thing. It's Mourinho last year. That's what you're doing. Mm. Yeah. Oh, if we win this league, then we are really lucky. No, you're not. But, yeah. Anyway, if you don't tweet your team, we will go through Tom's, which could be fun, but we'd like to help some of you out as well. So tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your team, which means it's near the end of the podcast.
What's the time is it for?
What's the time is
What's
it for?
What's the time is it for?
Time what for?
Time
now?
What Viking power for? It is time for...
Dun, dun, dun.
Boring pundit.
More like...
YouTube fun shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the YouTube pundit... YouTube?
We doing well.
YouTube pundit.
No one's saying words now. The YouTube
I'm really
pundit.
Tired. But yeah, no, it's the YouTube game where we go through the week's incidents, or I do, looking at YouTube conversations about the week's footballing incidents, read out some of the ridiculous comments and see if Tom and Ash can guess what's what and what it was about. What's the score? Is it 4-1
now?
It's
4-1
now. Still not 5-1?
No, it's 4-1.
Oh, is it?
It's 4-1. Go back and listen to the last podcast. It's 4-1.
It's 4-1.
Seems to be 4-2.
We're about to change,
but
baby.
Tom is, for the first time in this, confident because he claims he's been studying.
Well, I've just, yeah. I just, maybe whilst I was watching the football, I made a couple of notes.
He's making notes!
Say, such a know? Nerd. Yeah. Taking notes during the football.
That's right. Well, I have to. I thought if I lose at this...
Yeah.
As well as having that bad weekend Arsenal drawing, you know, I don't know what I've got left, boys.
You'll go and die on your ass on stage, and that's it. It's a terrible week completed.
Yeah, terrible.
Right, so for those of you who haven't played along, then obviously I read out a YouTube comment, and Tom and Ash have to guess what I'm talking about or what they're talking about from this week's footballing news. And the loser at the end of the season is going to have a nice little photo shoot in a Spurs shirt that I have to buy. I need to really start putting money aside for that because they're bloody expensive. I don't want to buy a Spurs shirt. It'd be weird. Anyway, so...
What name are you going to get put on the back?
Good point. I don't know. Adebayor for Tom.
Oh.
Almost. Oh, God.
Oh, it's made so much worse.
almost certainly Adebayor for Tom.
I nearly threw up.
Yeah.
I nearly threw up.
In your mouth. Okay, so... The first one this week is about a player from a post-match interview. Those ones where they're up against the board of all the sponsors on the back. So there was a video of that, and the comment was, who cares if his English is shit when you can bang in hat-tricks every week? It's like going to Nando's. I don't care if the chef can't spell, as long as the chicken's good. So, yeah, which is relevant.
That's cause a great
That's
one.
Apparently all footballers do, is go to Nando's. So, yeah, who cares if English is shit when you can bang in hat-tricks every week? It's like going to Nando's. I don't care if the chef can't spell, as long as the chicken's good. So that's about a footballer and his post-match interview. Okay, so the first one. Second one, and this one was written by No Penguins in Finland, which, there you go. That doesn't make that what you
is
are.
Is that a fact? Is there no penguins?
I don't know. That's his name.
Right.
But the fact he's willing to commit it to an internet pseudonym makes me think, must be fact.
Well, surely they've got zoos in Finland, didn't they, with penguins in?
Yeah, well, that's it. Who's laughing now? NPIF. Yeah. Who's laughing? So, No Penguins in Finland is talking about a player, so I need to know who the player is from one of the weekend's games. He should be playing a striker. That was a world-class finish. By the way, he allegedly punched a fan after the game, so beside playing badly, he's also a prick. Poor guy. I love the fact that on the internet you can start scandalous rumours that may or may not be true. Yeah. So he should be playing a striker, world-class finish. By the way, he allegedly punched a fan after the game, so beside playing badly, he's also a prick, poor guy. Showing you that if you put the word allegedly into a sentence, you can say whatever you like.
Yeah, you can get away with anything.
You can.
Right, okay, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Second one. Third one is a press conference, so I need to know who is giving the press conference, not who they're talking about, who's giving the press conference. And this YouTube comment said, if it was tonsillitis that did it, then maybe you could do with getting ill to lose that ball sack skin from under your chin, you corrupt fuck. So that was someone giving a press conference.
And that's who was giving the press conference they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So who was on the video clip giving the press conference. If it was tonsillitis that did it, then maybe you could do with getting ill to lose that ball sack skin from under your chin, you corrupt fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
So are we ready?
Yeah, I'd just like to say at this point that Tom famously watches a lot more football than I do. I don't even like football.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I thought this was a netball podcast.
I don't know why you're worried, because Tom looks confident every week.
I was this confident the other week when I said that Wayne Rooney had got like 2 yellow cards in his entire career or whatever. Yeah. It was stupid that I said.
I wouldn't worry about it.
No.
Fuck. But we haven't got the prospect of wearing a Tottenham shirt hanging over
your head. It's 4-1 to you.
Yeah, that's true. It's 4-1 to you and it's October.
Yeah.
It's like being 4-1 down in a game of football after half an hour. There's nothing really to worry about. Right. So the first one was the who cares if his English is shit if he bangs in hatch every week. It's like going to Nando's. Don't care if the chef can't spell, as long as the chicken's good. As long as the chicken's bloody good, Tom.
Yeah.
And who's that one about?
I'm hoping to God it's Aguero.
Ash?
Well, I thought it was Aguero, but I went for Pele just to be different.
Oh, I thought I was... Oh, God, who was it?
It was Mr. Sergio Aguero.
For fuck's sake.
He was having a press conference, or sorry, his post-match interview. Yeah. And even he's been at City for 4 years or whatever it is, and he really can't speak a word.
No, it's bad.
Joe Hart jumped to his defence a little bit, but and it is true.
I've watched it as well.
He just sort of said his English is good, but he's under a lot of pressure here, and he's a really important part of the dressing room. What he actually means is no one talks to him. He goes home in a limo, but he scores loads of goals. Probably. But no, the comment's right, to be fair. Who cares? As long as the chicken's good.
Tick for T-Bone.
Tick for T-Bone, exactly. So 1-0, 1-0 to Thomas Holmes. So the second one was that he should be playing striker, world-class finish. He allegedly punched a fan after the game. So beside playing bad, he's also a prick, poor guy. Who was that about? Ash?
I've got no fucking idea. I can't work. It doesn't even make any sense to me. I've gone for Jagielka.
Right.
Oh, I'm going for... Vergini,
for the own goal. Oh, of course, yeah.
Goal.
It was Vergini. Yeah. He's done it. He's only gone and won.
Yes.
The third one is a dead rubber, as they call it in golf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was Vergini. So obvious. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
the Vergini.
Oh, of course.
The Vergini monologues.
That was such a good goal, in fairness.
Great
that
finish.
Was unreal. I wonder if he got any points for it.
I don't know, but he probably lost them for punching a fan after the game. That's what
yeah,
he did.
Did that happen?
I don't know.
Google it.
I just thought it was, yeah, because that'll clear it up. I thought that I'll put that in anyway. We'll do the last one anyway, shall we? Just a showboat.
Tiebreaker if you've got it.
Yeah, all right, I've got it. Don't... Tom. Tom wins 1 week. Yeah, give me a tiebreaker.
Give me a tiebreaker.
Yeah, make one up now. Well. Get YouTube up. if it was tonsillitis that did it, then maybe you could do with getting ill to lose that ball sack skin from under your chin. You corrupt fuck. Tom, we might as well.
Harry
Redknapp, Ash?
Yeah, it's got me.
It was Harry Redknapp. Yeah, he was talking about Adil Taarabt.
His ball bag skin.
He was talking about his ball bag skin. But yeah, Adil Taarabt, who then replied by tweeting him pictures of himself, didn't he, with his shirt up, saying he wasn't fat, and he said that it was tonsillitis the reason he lost the weight. But it's really weird. I mean, it's a near-on breakdown for Redknapp, isn't it? It's a bit strange to do that. For a guy, it's mental. He's playing for Milan last year, and now he's can't get on the bench for QPR.
Oh, it's the classic... Because Ginola did it before, didn't he? Where he took his shirt off and he was like all super ripped. Well, it's the same trap, except for he's actually sat in Burger King and he's like tweeting pictures of himself holding his, like sucking his chest in. He's like, it's sort of the same. Well, I can't get on the pitch or score.
Yeah. What we want to say, Mr. Act, is do it with today's newspaper. Then we might believe it. Do you want to do the tie-break?
Actually, surely, if he wanted to prove anything, he should have signed his name on his dick.
True, you should have put a PIN number.
That's what you have to
Adil Taarabt, if you're listening. I mean, this might sound a bit forward, but we want to see your dick with a PIN number on it.
Yeah. I really do.
Needs a better PR agent.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's not a picture of Adil Taarabt's dick with a 4-digit number on it in the papers tomorrow, something's gone wrong.
Yeah, we'll check his Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Did we have a tiebreaker this week?
You just want to do it. You don't get extra points for the tiebreaker.
No, I know.
It's 4-2 now.
It's 4-2.
Okay, I'll do it anyway, just in case. People at home want to play along. Because we got to. Andy Gibbons told us he got the Welsh one instantly last time, but he is Welsh. So, I shouldn't tell that. The Saunders brothers will lynch him.
Yeah.
So, the tiebreaker, bearing in mind Vergini scored a worldie of an own goal, one of the best own goals you're ever likely to see. I asked, how many own goals were there in the 2013-14 Premier League season, total?
Last season? Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, to make it interesting, if you want, how about we suggest...
No.
No?
No way.
I thought you might do a double or quits.
Because I would have been up for that last week when this happened.
But this is a chance for you to make it 4-3.
No! No
it's
way.
Up to you.
Why would we do this now?
If you win...
I would have done this last week when I
didn't offer it last week.
Yeah, I know, but...
I am the quiz master.
No way.
So you're turning down a gambling opportunity. Yeah. You want to come into a bookies with me.
I'm not a gambler.
I'm never taking you to a bookies. You're an embarrassment.
What about £5?
I've got £5.
So there's no double or quits? You don't want a double or quits?
No.
Okay, in that case, Ash, how many own goals were there in the 13-14 Premier League season?
24.
Tom?
19.
I can say that had you gone double or quits, Tom, you'd have lost. There were 48. Skirtle got 4 on his own.
Fucking hell.
19 or 20. Okay.
You are really bad at the tie break.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
happy. Look at him! 4-2. He's like, you look like you've just run a marathon.
Whew.
And you're dressed for it.
I am.
I don't know if I've ever told this story before. I was sat in a pub once, and you know that thing where you pass around a glass and you put money in it?
Mm.
There were some people sat.
No, wait, sorry, sorry. I said yes, and I thought, I actually don't. I have no idea.
There's a game, I can't believe you've never played this. You know where you put like a pound coin or a tenner in a pint glass, and then every time the ball goes off for a corner or something,
yeah,
you pass around?
Yeah,
something like
that. Yeah.
But there was, me and my buddy were watching a game in a pub, and they'd all put a tenner in, and then drawn next goal scorer. And somebody had pulled out Skirtle, it was in the Liverpool game, and they were fucking ripping out of him for the whole game. Then he scored an own goal, so he won the money, and was like, yeah! And they were like, oh, for fuck's sake, this is bullshit. Then put the money in, they were like, own goal shouldn't count, this is mental. And then he scored on the other end, and that was, I think it was his first goal, ever in like 200 games or something.
Yeah, another example of why social gatherings with Ash cost you a fucking fortune. Do you know when the pint glass goes round and you just put your week's wage in the pint glass? I didn't know where that story was going. I thought it was going to be like, you know when you put you go out with your girlfriend, you put your keys in a pint glass the pub.
I just nodded. He went, you know, that's the thing, we put money in a pint glass. So I nodded because I thought, is that what people do?
I thought it was just a really, really chancing charity collector. Yeah, they took the jar off me, mate. It's just a pint glass.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, but anyway, if you want to go for a drink with Ash, take your credit card. It's fucking expensive.
Bring a checkbook.
But we will be getting together. We should do another soccer Saturday together.
We should.
If you happen to be in the Windsor area,
come down. If you're a fan of the Gaffer Tapes and you can get to Windsor on a Saturday to watch the football with the lads, then tweet us and we'll organise something.
Exactly. If not, that's it. That's the end of part 3. It's 4-2 in the YouTube series.
Oh, I'm happy
now.
With that.
4-2, sorry, 4-2. Yeah. Did I say 4-3? I don't
know.
Did.
Oh, was it 4-3?
4-2.
Well, he said 4-3, we got it wrong.
It's 4-2. But yeah, if you want to follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes, then please do if you're not already following us. And also, Tom, you can follow Tom.
At the @Tom_Holmes.
Some gigs. You've got some gigs coming up soon. We may even be gigging together.
Yeah, we may be. That's exciting. That.
Actually, anybody who's not seen Tom, he's very funny live. He's really good. I saw him for the first time a couple of months ago.
What the fuck am I? Do you know what I mean? What's this about? Yeah. Nothing for me, just Tom. Tom's good.
Well, I didn't know you were gigging.
Well, we might be doing a charity gig.
Oh, really?
In Bicester.
Bicester, I've been telling everyone it's called.
In Bicester, so, but yeah, we'll tweet about that as well.
Have you got anything else coming up then?
No, nothing for me.
Oh, yeah! So,
we are running out of time.
TV personality.
So, on Monday, on a little show on Channel 4, it's called Coach Trip.
Ooh.
And the Gaffer Tape's own Mr. Craig of Hazel.
It's going to be away.
Is
broadcasting it, filming it live.
It appears on Coach Trip, let's be honest. Craig is on Coach Trip.
Yeah.
On the telly, on Channel 4. It starts on Monday, the 27th of October.
Yeah.
What time is it on, Craig?
It's on at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
Every weekday.
Set your thing to record. And it's on every weekday. And Craig's actually on the bloody telly.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to say, I confess, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Do you drive the coach? My missus, her dad loves it.
Does he? Right.
He loves it. So he'll be watching it.
Well, if you like Coach Trip, watch it. If you don't feel the need to watch it just to watch
Craig in action.
Yeah, it's going to be bonus Gaffer Tapes commentary live.
Yeah,
I imagine that's the majority of the things we'll talk about.
I didn't know what you were going to say. I thought you were going to say there's going to be bonus across the land when he's on television.
Because Craig, honestly, is dreaming. But no, yeah, I am on Coach Trip, so you can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, follow Craig.
At Craig Hazel. One Z, two L's. Not Hazel, as I often get called, but you know. And you can follow Ash on Twitter.
Yeah, at Grimzilla.
So, we'll keep you posted with what we're up to. And unfortunately, I will be on Channel 4 for a couple of weeks.
That's exciting. That's great. Good, that's really good.
No spoilers. But mainly, follow the Gaffer Tapes. So, at the Gaffer Tapes, follow us there. And leave us a cheeky little review on iTunes. But that's all we've got time for Game Week 9. We will, of course, be back next week. Good luck with the fixtures. Hopefully, you can get above Tom if you're below him. Oh, and if you're... And hopefully Tom will have a better week as well. But keep tuned for next week and, of course, on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. Thanks very much for listening and goodbye.